For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. With COVID-19 cases surging in southeast Missouri, the region's largest public school district is now requiring face coverings. The Southeast Missourian reports that the Cape Girardeau School Board voted Tuesday to require masks. Classes began August 25th, and already 8 of the district's 10 schools have seen average attendance dip to 90% or below, the level triggering the mask mandate. Superintendent Neil Glass says 306 students have been quarantined as of Tuesday night, and 28 students currently have COVID-19. Information from the State Health Department shows that cases and hospitalizations have risen dramatically in southeast Missouri over the past few weeks. A hearing that could have determined whether a Missouri man will be freed from prison after serving more than 40 years has been postponed. Attorneys were scheduled to make arguments today in Jackson County on whether Kevin Strickland should be exonerated for a triple murder in Kansas City in 1978. But Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's office filed an emergency motion yesterday to have the hearing delayed, arguing the office had not been given sufficient time to prepare. The Missouri Appeals Court ruled yesterday afternoon in Schmidt's favor and ordered that attorneys meet with a judge today to reschedule the hearing. Republican State Senator Eric Burleson has announced he's running for the 7th District congressional seat representing Southwest Missouri, being vacated by Representative Billy Long. Burleson is a Republican from Battlefield, and he announced his candidacy yesterday, saying he would support policies championed by former President Donald Trump. Burleson is a tax consultant, investment advisor, and software consultant for medical information technology firm Cernicore. Burleson joined State Senator Mike Moon of Ash Grove and Sam Alexander, an emergency room doctor at Cox Health, who are also seeking the Republican nomination to replace Long, who's running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by retiring Senator Roy Blunt. The primary is in August of 2022. The Missouri Supreme Court has refused to halt the October execution of a man convicted of a triple killing who claimed his intellectual disability made him ineligible for the death penalty. Ernest Lee Johnson is scheduled to die by injection October 5th at the state prison in Bon Terre. It would be the first execution in Missouri since convicted killer Walter Barton was put to death in May of last year. The court ruling was Tuesday. Johnson was convicted of killing 46-year-old Mary Bratcher, 57-year-old Mabel Scruggs, and 58-year-old Fred Jones during a closing time robbery of a Casey's General Store in Columbia in February of 1994. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.